Gerald Celente. People wanted to know on Twitter a few days ago. They said, are you going to talk to that guy with a funny accent, Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal in the USA? And I said, of course we are. Hello, Gerald.
Hello there, Dan. How are you?
Very well. Gerald, what about you? Did you approach the close of the polls with some trepidation? Are you worried?
Not at all, David. Here's what I'm worried about. If Trump wins, then we anticipate there's going to be riots and protests. And again, you know, I've been around a long time. I'm going on 74 years old, and never in the history, in modern history of America, have stores boarded up and troops and police been brought in fear of riots and protests following a presidential election. I mean, this is unprecedented. And if Biden wins, we don't see much of a blowback at all. But when it's all over, it's really just more of the same. You have two very deeply entrenched political systems, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans. There's not going to be any great changes taking place if either one of them wins. And I think that's quite evident by the close of the stock markets in the United States in the last 2 days. And today they were up well over 500 points, up strongly yesterday as well. So it shows you where the money crowd is. They're not very worried.
Okay. Looking at the campaign, do you think it changed anything?
Not at all. Not one bit. Again, it's just more of the same.
What about Biden signaling the demise of the oil industry? I mean, in the second debate, was that a turning point? Was Trump able to grab hold of that and make mileage and maybe help change the result?
No, because when you look at the polls, for example, the people that watched the debate, the numbers are way down the second time, and Trump blew it the first time out. So the people have already made up their minds. As we see it, you know, this, although the polls are showing that Biden is the clear winner, they did this the last time as well. And the campaign is basically between lock it down or open up the economy. And Trump has to win the swing states. And the woman you just had on was one of them in Ohio. And you have a lot of very middle-class and lower-income people in the swing states that are out of their jobs and out of work. So that when we're talking about a higher percentage of people voting, if those voters come out, Trump has a very strong chance of winning. And it's only going to depend upon a few states, being Pennsylvania, Florida, Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin, and Minnesota among them. So I think the race is still up in the air as I feel it.
Gerald, when we spoke to you months ago, you said, yeah, look, I think Trump's going to win. And then we came back to you and you said, actually, I don't know. All right, well, this is as close as we get. You know, the polls are about to close all across your country. Who do you think's going to win?
Again, I still think Trump has a shot at winning. And if he doesn't, the election is going to be too close to call. And again, I could be 100% wrong because the polls are, you know, they've been so inaccurate, and I'm going against the polls. But what I'm doing is I'm looking at the other issues. And again, you're looking at when Trump hits the campaign trail, he's getting huge crowds. He was, and not that many were showing up for Biden. And again, you know, the young people are not that enthusiastic about, you know, Uncle Joe. You know, he just doesn't have that drive. So it's not like an Obama running where, you know, people were really excited. So this is an election where I'm voting for Biden because I hate Trump. And I don't think a lot's going to drive the younger generation out in big numbers.
Gerald Celente, thank you for talking to us, publisher of Trends Journal in the USA.